Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The book is The Ancient Eight, College Football's Ivy League and the Game They Play Today. John Feinstein's written another gem, and we're glad to join him here on Brian & Company. We haven't talked to him since the University of Hartford fiasco. So I will tell you, John, I've been following up with the school a lot. They have a new president. The school itself is back sort of on the right track, and whether you agree or not, the D3 stuff is there to stay. But we did follow up on that story. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I'm very excited about my new book, and I'm glad to hear things are going better at the University of Hartford. I obviously spent a lot of time there while I was doing basketball for UMBC.
Yeah, there's so many elements I want to talk about here, but in the backdrop of this recent election and a lot of the sentiment, I've been talking to a lot of politicians on both sides of the aisle. You know, there's a lot of commentary and talk about elitism and anti-elitism, and then you write a book about the Ivy League, right? About these schools and the traditions, right? But there's something very accessible, and I know because I went to Amherst, and my roommates were football players, and a good friend of mine, Joel Lamb, worked for Tim Murphy for years and years and years as the offensive coordinator. For a bit too. These kids are great kids and they work their tails off just like everybody else. And I was just to people listening and interested in this book, how accessible are these kids who are the best and brightest?
They were certainly accessible to me, Brian. I interviewed 82 of them, plus the eight coaches, and I can honestly say I didn't have a bad interview. If I did, it would have been my fault. As you said, they are the best and the brightest, and they make a conscious decision when they choose to go to an Ivy League school to live a difficult life for 4 years because they do have to go to class. They do have to complete their academic work, and the level of football in the Ivy League is a lot higher than I think most people around the country understand. They're usually somewhere between 12 and 15 NFL Ivy League players on NFL rosters every year. We all know what a star Ryan Fitzpatrick was out of Harvard for many years. And you can go back to Ed Marinaro, who should have won the Heisman Trophy at Cornell, and Brian Dowling and Calvin Hill at Yale. Brian Dowling, of course, became more famous after his football career because of Gary Trudeau's Doonesbury column character, BD. And I love doing this book because these are kids who make, a conscious decision to go to a college where they're going to have to go to class. They're going to be expected to graduate. They're not going to transfer if they get benched. They're going to keep playing and move towards their degree, whether they're happy with the benching or not, which they're always not. The reason I called the book The Ancient Eight was to remind people that in today's era where teams change conferences like we change socks, the Ivy League will always be the same eight schools. Then nobody will leave. Nobody will come in.
I think it's such a I'm down on college football, right? I mean, I actually think the way to save it is I think they should adopt like Premier League relegation status and have if you want to spend the money and do whatever you could, since the conferences are blown up anyway, you might as well have the top 25 right. and have the second 25 and the top three and the second 25 can go up and the bottom three can relegate. I think it would be a brilliant idea, but they have to. I want the players to get compensated, but I don't know this is not the right way, and we can sort of all agree on it. But I do think. Think like this level of football is good and it's really compelling still. I mean, is that like did that draw you to this because it's a sharp contrast to the professionalism of the rest of the game?
Very much so. I've written about Ivy League kids in the past for the Washington Post. I grew up on Ivy League football and basketball in New York City at Columbia, where they were terrible in football and good in basketball when I was a kid. And yes, I liked the idea that I was going to be talking to kids who weren't going in the transfer portal. The only kids who've gone in the transfer portal out of the Ivy League are kids who've already graduated and can get a fifth year because of COVID. But other than that, they go to school, they stay in school. They graduate, they go on to be hugely successful, as you know, outside of football. And I think that it was fun for me because of who the kids were. And to be on the sideline, one of the things you learn, as I've learned through the years, is the kids who play football in the Ivy League, just like the kids who play basketball in the Patriot League, they care every bit as much about their sport and put every bit as much emotion into their sport as the kids in the ACC or the Big Ten or whatever league you want to mention, the Big Ten, which is now the Big 18. That sort of sums up what college football is today. And I watched every game from the sidelines, and I could feel the emotions of the players and how much they cared, and really enjoyed that aspect of it tremendously. Harvard-Yale was, I was exhausted at the end of the game, and I didn't play.
Yeah. The Ancient Eight is the book. John Feinstein is the author. I have two questions. I don't know if I'll have time for the second, but, you know, my father-in-law went to Dartmouth. I've been hearing about Buddy Stevens for years.
Right.
And you know, Tim Murphy, I know because he was at Cincinnati and doing amazing at the top level of college football. And I think when he took the Harvard job, he changed Ivy League football forever. I think he brought it into the 21st century just for going there and bringing his talent and recruiting to the Ivy League. But I didn't know they grew up near each other and were friends. Like, that blew me away.
Yeah, they were best friends, in fact. And Tim said to me that he probably ate at Buddy's house more nights than he ate at his own house. They met on the baseball field when Tim collided with Buddy at home plate. And Tim still says he was safe, and Buddy insisted he was out. And they were lifelong friends. And in fact, when Buddy had his bus accident a year ago March, Tim was in Florida and drove 5 hours to get right to the hospital so he could see him. And you know how horrifying that accident was. Buddy died 6 months later, never got out of the hospital. And it was in many ways an inspiration for the entire, not just the entire Ivy League, but football, because he was the first coach who came up with the idea of backing off on tackling in practice. And Dartmouth scientists created a machine that you can actually put on the field, and it will show players how to tackle properly, not with your head, not going head first and wrapping people up and things like that. So Buddy's influence on college football went well beyond Dartmouth. And Dartmouth was probably the most emotional part of this book because of what happened to Buddy, because one of their players died of cancer during the offseason, the same day Buddy's accident occurred, remarkably and tragically enough. And Sammy McCorkle took over the program. He'd been with Buddy for 19 years. And Dartmouth, miraculously in my mind, tied for the Ivy League title with Yale and Harvard. Won their last three games, beating Princeton on a field goal at the end. And now they're tied for first place this year again. So what an amazing story. I wrote in the book that Dartmouth was a Disney movie. And in many ways, I believe that they were, because even though there was obvious tragedy involved, the end was so uplifting, the way the kids and the coaches came through after Buddy's death. And then one other thing quickly, I was in the locker room the Saturday after Buddy died, and being in there and listening to Sammy talk about him and the players, you know, crying on each other's shoulders was still one of the most amazing things I've ever seen.
Yeah. Listen, the book is The Ancient Eight, College Football's Ivy League and the Game They Play Today. And I'll just say that when the paperback comes out, can you come back on? Because I got a 4 or 5 other questions I want to talk about, especially as
anytime.
I really enjoy the conversation. I actually want to ask you some stuff reflecting on your own career, but we're up against the clock. John, good luck with the book. Congratulations. It's a great read.
Brian, thanks. Thanks for having me, as always.
All right, John Feinstein.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.